I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Illinois State Senator Neil Anderson is confident the Senate can compromise and pass a budget, but the Moline lawmaker is not sure what will happen in the Illinois House. State Senator Neil Anderson says the 100th Illinois General Assembly has just started, and he has high hopes.
We're all fed up with the lack of not getting a budget done, and it's going to take compromise. And like I said, that's why I'm very optimistic seeing what we've seen in the last week from leadership in the Senate. For 2 years, we haven't seen Democrats and Republicans come together and finally admit that we do need reforms and we need to work together to get it done.
Anderson is very happy the Future Energy Jobs Bill is now law. He promoted similar bills for a couple of years to prevent Exelon from closing its nuclear power plant in Cordova. With that out of the way, the Moline state senator says the budget is everyone's top priority, and Senate leaders from both parties have already introduced a package of bills.
One of them is workman's comp, pension reform, and also term limits on leadership. We filed those along with others in that package. Another thing that you saw us do in the Senate just the other day was we passed, for the rules of the Senate, that we passed term limits on leadership in the Senate. So that is now a Senate rule that you cannot hold a leadership position more than 5 terms, which I think that's a huge statement, and it passed unanimously on both sides of the aisle.
As usual, compromise on pension reform will be tricky.
Me personally, I'm a little concerned with the language that's in there because I don't know that it's going to pass the constitutional test. We are one of 2 states that have very, very strong constitutional language that protect pensions. And as an elected official and as a conservative, I'm sworn to uphold the Constitution of the state and of the United States. So that's going to be one that we have to pick apart and make sure we're doing it right and make sure we're doing not only what's right constitutionally, but what's right for the people.
Anderson will serve again as Republican spokesman for the Senate Agriculture Committee, and he's been assigned to the Transportation, Energy, Gaming, Commerce, and Licensed Activities Committees.
I hope next time I talk to you, we can talk about the budget deal that we just passed.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.